Not really. I mean, this changes over time, you know. At the moment, I'm quite interested in the work of Stephen Downes, mainly because his view is that we really don't need institutions at all now. Students can get all the knowledge they need without going to a university or even school. I think this is a bit of a pipe dream, but it's very interesting. Why I think it's interesting is because Web 2.0 will enable students, or enable everybody, to acquire tools to that will direct them to lots of resources and lots of social interaction without the need for an institution to provide that. What we might be doing is going back to the old concept of a university in the Middle Ages, where students went to whatever professor they were interested in, rather than to an institution. So I think, and a lot of implications for design of programs here. I mean, we think of it as a continuum. At one end, there's no institution. At the other end, it's very heavily institutionally based. But I don't see why there can't be a continuum along there, where you may have an institution that's mainly an accreditation institution or a guidance and counselling institution, and it's purely virtual. And you say, look, this is what I want to do. This is my job, or this is the job I want to do. Here's what I've done up to now. Can you help me achieve what I want to achieve? And can we have a dialogue about that? Because I'm not sure what I want to achieve. And that would be a very different kind of service to the ones that a university provides now. There was a University of Wellington, a University of Victoria in Wellington in New Zealand, had a very interesting master's program for business. What it would do is it would take high-flying junior executives and custom design a program for them with their boss. So the CEO and the guy would work together, and for instance, one example they gave was how do we take over another company? And neither, you know, they could go and pay a huge sum of money to a bank to advise them on this, but this was a fairly, you know, medium-sized company and didn't have that kind of resources. But in order to grow, they needed to find how to take over another company. So what the university did, they put the student in discussion with the CEO, in contact with different experts around the world who can advise on takeovers and gear that. And they did a study on how to do that. They did the study, a guy got his master's, and then the company went and did the takeover. Now, there the university wasn't actually teaching anything. It was just providing a network, providing a point into an entry into a network where the person could acquire the knowledge that they needed. And so that's what I mean about looking at. So when you ask me about who are the authors I'm interested in, I'm interested in people who can think about how the internet could be used in a very different way and not an institutional way or solely an institutional way. Because I think we still need institutions. Some people, like the students who want to go to a campus for the social reasons, don't know what they want to do, want to go to a big organization, try things out, you know. When I went to university, I'd never done philosophy or psychology or economics. I didn't do that at school. And I went to university, and I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to try out economics and psychology and ended up studying psychology. Now, that's a good thing about an institution. You can go in and look around and try things, but it doesn't have to be a physical institution now, it can be a virtual institution as well. But you often need that kind of structure or organization to actually help you define what you want, and what are the opportunities there.